Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Monday, November 11th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. One of Broadway's most iconic houses celebrates its centennial today. The Al Hirschfeld Theater, the westernmost Broadway house in the theater district, marks its 100th anniversary. The 1,400-seat venue, originally named after vaudeville theater owner and manager Martin Beck, was inaugurated with a production of Madame Pompadour, a Viennese operetta. The Hirschfeld was sold to Jujamson Theaters in the mid-1960s. Ever since then, it has hosted long-running productions of Dracula, Hallelujah Baby, Man of La Mancha, Into the Woods, Grand Hotel, Guys and Dolls, Kiss Me Kate, Hair and Kinky Boots, just to name a few. In 1987, the building was designated as a New York City landmark. In 2003, it was renamed after Hirschfeld, a famed Broadway caricaturist whose drawings appeared weekly in the New York Times following his death earlier that year. And since 2019, it has played host to Moulin Rouge, right on the corner of West 45th Street and 8th Avenue in Midtown Manhattan. And finally today, in off-Broadway news, Paul Mescal will make his United States stage debut in a revival of A Streetcar Named Desire. Mescal rose to fame in 2020 on the Hulu miniseries Normal People and has a starring role in Gladiator II hitting movie theaters later this month. This production of Tennessee Williams' masterpiece, previously seen last year in London's West End, garnered Mescal an Olivier Award for his performance as Stanley Kowalski. His London co-stars Anyana Vasan and Patsy Farron will be coming with him to New York City. A Streetcar Named Desire is directed by Rebecca Frecknall, who is currently represented on Broadway by Cabaret. Performances begin February 28th for a run through April 6th at the Harvey Theater at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. Tickets go on sale to the public Tuesday, December 10th at 1 p.m. Eastern Time at BAM.org. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.